we are as desperate as everybody else to have business open again in some form, but we want to do so in a way that is safe for customers, safe for employees, and also understands our city resources and our ability to be able to serve this opening. So with that, you know, we've chosen to take somewhat of a slow start to opening. And I can explain more about that, but overall, we're looking at a three-pronged approach to how outdoor dining can be offered beginning this weekend in Champaign.
First part of that, temporary expansion of the outdoor cafe program. What is involved with that aspect of this this program?
So the outdoor cafe program is very popular in Champaign and has helped define downtown Champaign for many years now. This is the dining out on the sidewalk or in the public right of way. And so that's available to do again, but however, with the social distancing requirements, businesses aren't allowed to enjoy as much space as they normally do under the outdoor dining program. So to accommodate that, we have creatively looked at ways that we could use additional spaces within the right-of-way in downtown, such as some parking spaces, perhaps some loading zones, and maybe even some smaller streets as a way to allow businesses to propose pushing out a little further for their outdoor dining so they can keep those spacing requirements going.
Then the third part of it was interesting to me as well. These three picnic parks that are on city streets and right of way in downtown. How did you go about choosing these particular locations for the picnic parks, and how will they work?
I'm excited about the picnic parks. This was an idea of trying to provide additional dining space in downtown because a lot of restaurants simply don't have the option of using outdoor cafe space and don't have any outdoor space with their restaurant. So the picnic parks are for carry out of downtown restaurants, and you can carry out your food in a to-go just like you can now and then eat it at one of these three picnic parks. We're doing this in cooperation with the Champaign Park District, who is going to help set up these picnic parks and also help manage them throughout the whole summer. The idea of having them be picnic, if you will, is they will be furnished with picnic tables from the park district. The reason picnic tables are ideal is that the new guidelines limit seating of six, and a picnic table is perfect for three on each side. They're also relatively heavy and not as easy to move, so they will be appropriately spaced out and you won't be allowed to push them together. The picnic parks will be enclosed areas. They will have hours of operation, primarily serving lunch and dinner. There will not be alcohol allowed in the picnic parks. And again, they are for you to carry out your food and eat there. They're not available for nearby restaurants to use table service like they can in their outdoor cafes.
And then, you know, how will you go about with those picnic parks in particular? I'm wondering about maybe some of the sanitation issues that could go along with those. How will you try and keep everything there, you know, clean and sanitized for everyone?
Great question, and probably number one priority. Each picnic park will have a hand washing station that we're renting from Illinois Portables. And that's the foot pump type that has the water and the soap and the towels. They will also each have their own stand with hand sanitizer pump there that you can use if you prefer to do that or prefer to do both. The areas will also be, since they will be looked after by park district staff, they will have disinfectant that they will, you know, be wiping down the areas and keeping them clean. And we will also ask patrons of the picnic parks to self-clean tables as well and surfaces, and we'll provide some materials within it for that. It is different than a restaurant. If you're finished eating there, there isn't necessarily a server that is going to take your food and clean your table right there for you. So it's going to be a communal effort between some of the staffing that we have for the three picnic parks and also people that are using them.